It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's actually a lot of review news today.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not all the kinds of reviews that you would think of right off the bat. Like when I say review, you think automatically like TV review, movie review. Well, we do have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
The new Cinderella movie with Camila Cabello and James Corden has been released. And do you remember when somebody on Reddit had leaked like a scene with Camila Cabello and Billy Porter? And it was terrible. It was It was in the Cringetopia subreddit. Because it was so cringy. I mean, it was just, it was so bad on so many levels. It was just one cringe moment after another. So Prime finally released the new Cinderella on Amazon. And okay, so here are, these are the fans. Okay, just so you know, these are the Twitter reviews from the fans.
Mm-hmm.
The new Cinderella is so painfully cringy, I couldn't even make it 30 minutes.
Okay, this is the same service that has Attack of the Killer Tomatoes on it right now.
So, I love Camilla, but this Cinderella is almost unwatchable at Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to watch Cinderella, but it is so bad. Watching the new Cinderella, and it's really bad. Watching the Amazon Prime Cinderella, expecting to be horrible, and oh my God, it is so bad.
Did nobody at Amazon watch it before they put it out? Did somebody that at least edited the movie say, I think you guys really need to reshoot this whole thing?
A woman named Alba tweeted, this Cinderella movie is like cheap wine. It's not horrible, drinkable, and could be a good time.
Is it good for like 10-year-old girls, though?
No, that's the whole point. It's not good for anybody because these are the reviews from the fans. There's a lot of people like, I love Camila Cabello. Like, that's why I watched it. I was always like a huge Fifth Harmony fan. So I've always like been a huge fan of hers all this time. And they're like, you know what? I can't. It's really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people liked it because they like her. They liked her character. They liked the songs. They just like to hear her sing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were like, I'm just here to hear her sing. And that is a win for me. I get to hear her sing. And it's songs I don't know, and that's it. So I'm happy.
It's
like
a long video. There's every bad movie in the world is on Amazon.
Right.
Do what I did when I saw it. I just ignored it.
Yeah, but it's a difference between them releasing just some movie that's been around a long time, like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, and something brand new they've been hyping for a long time with like a major pop star and, you know, the Cinderella story. That's been a huge thing that they like to bring. You know, Cats was a huge disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the remake or the taking, you know, something that was once animated and doing like the live version of it. That's been like a huge trend. So you can't really do a live version right now because of COVID. So they're doing these movies. So like Dear Evan Hansen is supposed to be great. Like that movie's coming out this week. Everyone's flipping out how good. Everyone's crying. They love it. It's amazing. The Cinderella version, not good, really cringy. But if you love Camila Cabello, then you get to hear her sing and it's free if you have Prime. Okay, so that's one review. Here's another review in the news. This review is kind of interesting because this one is for blackout shades. You know what those are?
Yeah, it's what we used to have in our apartment in New York.
Right. So if you're somebody that needs to go to sleep early or every time the sun comes in, it wakes you up and you want to just be able to sleep in, it's a thing. So there are these $30 curtains that are on some site and people were like, you know, yeah, I was pleased. I bought a second pair. They're really terrific. But there was one particular review that everyone's been talking about and it got 5 stars. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
These blackout curtains are great, especially when you wake up next to somebody you wish you hadn't. You can't see anything.
You have to go home now. Where's home? It's that way. Turn right.
Right. Yeah. Just not here anymore. Yeah.
I'll turn on the little light, the little lamp that you can barely see. So
you don't have to go home, but you can stay here. Just take out your phone. Take out your phone. Grab. Use the light on your phone, find your way out the door, and just let me sleep with my blackout shades. That's how good these shades are. I don't have to look at your ugly face.
I'm buying those right now.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. This one is for a strip club in Atlantic City. I guess there's a new strip club that opened up. You know, as you know, it's the end of summer. People are trying to get their last licks in, no pun intended.
Literally.
and there's a strip club that it's taken this long for it to reopen, and it did. So the Yelp reviews about this particular Atlantic City strip club are, they're mixed, is the best way to put it. One person said, I want to be cremated here and have my ashes spread everywhere. These girls are great.
Oh, so it's a good strip club.
Yeah. Hang on. Here's another one. Absolutely disgusting and so sinful. That's someone's daughter up on stage. The owners should be disgusted with themselves.
I don't think that person went there. I think they just I think they're just bitching about strip clubs in general.
Pretty girls, but not great personalities. Somebody who doesn't understand how strip clubs work. You're not there for the personality. If they're pretty, that's, you just want to see them dance. Mm. You're not there to take them out on a date. Let's see. Some of the patrons were a little odd, but that's what you get when you go to a strip club in the daytime.
In Atlantic City.
This one's harsh. If you like girls who look like they've given birth at least 4 kids, this is for you.
Oh, wow. No. Well, there's a strip club here that always changes its sign like a church.
So, okay.
So when you drive by, you want to see what they said because it's kind of funny. Like the latest one is 7 really beautiful girls and 2 ugly ones.
Okay.
So you can just imagine driving into work that day going, I hope I'm the beautiful one and right. Not one of the ugly ones. And then, you know, the other day we fired one of the ugly ones. You're welcome to come back in. So they change it all the time.
It's just the words, right?
Yeah. It's okay. It's a marquee out by the street and it says, you know, strip club this way, but it's like a changeable sign like they do with the church.
That's pretty funny. That's actually really funny. Somebody else, here's a couple more reviews of this strip club that I really liked. No. I'll never go back. Although the girl I was with was very good looking, I left feeling like I got scammed out of my money. It was a very sketchy place. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to go there and feel like, yeah, they're there to scam you out of your money. Like that's,
yeah.
That's why you're there. I thought
she really loved me.
Right.
She even took me to a place called the Champagne Room. So I thought we were going to get married.
Here's my favorite one. Wait, here's the last one. No joke. If you come here for a bachelor party, you will spend hundreds of dollars and have nothing to show for it at the end of the night. What are you supposed to get? Like a girl to take home?
That's what you think. That's why you go there.
But what are you supposed to show for it? Okay, you go to a strip club for the experience. There's nothing to show for it. You know what I mean? You're there. I mean, hopefully you got drunk. Maybe you have a hangover to show for it. But it's not a brothel. Like, you're literally there to pay girls to dance, maybe go to the champagne room, and then get the fuck out.
No guy goes to a strip club not thinking that he's going to take somebody home that night. That's always,
especially a bachelor party. Yeah,
no,
especially
just any time. I mean, if you go there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you walk, you pay that fee to get in, you know, $10 at the door. You pay that fee and you go in thinking the girl's going to be so taken by me, I'm going to bang one of these tonight.
It's funny you would say that. And my boyfriend is going to kill me if he finds out I'm telling you this story. So a friend of his is really into strip clubs, like just goes there for like a drink. Like if he's just hanging out and has time to burn between appointments or whatever, he'll just like go into a strip club and grab a drink. Like that's his scene.
Right.
So my boyfriend's not really a strip club guy, but so this friend of his brings him to the strip club and my boyfriend's not really like, he's not watching the strippers. He's at the bar talking to his friend and the strippers around. And I mean, he's obviously like checking them out because, you know, he's a guy, but he's not really like, come here, baby, and like getting dollars. He's not over by where the poles are. He's literally sitting at the bar. So he's at the bar and one of the strippers comes over and sits down and she's quote unquote on her break and starts having a conversation with my boyfriend and his friend. And they're just chatting and she's being like really nice and really flirty. And she's like, so what's your story to him and where are you from? And asking him all these questions. And they're just, they find that they have like some of the same music in common and they both like the same movie, whatever stupid shit they seem to have in common. So she's like, well, are you guys going out to get something to eat? Like, what are you doing? And we're like, yeah, we're going to lunch with some friends. And she's like, you know, can I come? And he's like, no, but you know, thanks. Mm-hmm. So he actually thought that maybe the stripper was into him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't get that that was part of her rap and her way to get him to open his wallet. Like, hey, do you want to come with me into the champagne room? Like, mm-hmm. or become friends with him. That way he'll come in next time and spend a little money. He didn't get that that was a whole scam. He, to this day, he really thinks that that day, if he really wanted a date with that stripper, I didn't know him yet, by the way. He was single. He could have gone out with her. But he decided not to because I just, like I said, he, I don't know, the whole thing. He wasn't into her, whatever. He really thought that she was truly interested in him. And to this day, he tells people that story. Like, oh, yeah, I was at the strip club and the stripper came over. Like, I could have dated her, but and I wasn't into it.
Every guy, every single guy has that story.
Yes. That's my point.
Every guy thinks, yeah, I could have, but I turned her down because I didn't want to date a stripper or whatever.
Or I wasn't into this girl, or yeah, she wanted to come out to dinner with us, but to lunch with us, but we said no.
Yeah. No, they're professionals.
Right.
They smell money and yeah, they're good at what they do.
Yeah. And at the time he was a money guy. He worked in the money industry. So I was like, yeah, sure. I'm 100% sure you walked in a suit and the stripper was like, yeah, we should be friends.
Yeah. You want to go to a party after this?
Right.
No, yeah.